Hi, this is Maureen St. Germain, and thanks to the Dr. Pat Network, we are with you each week at this time on Fridays. Now, as an international teacher of transformation and author and intuitive, I work with individuals and groups, providing insightful information to help you make each day a day of heaven on earth. I've written a number of books, You Are the Genie in the Bottle, Beyond the Flower of Life, and my newest book called Reweaving the Fabric of Your Life is a book on entities, and we're going to talk a little bit more about that. And I want you to understand that you have a way to deal with the difficult people in your life, and there are tools of transformation that can help you transform your life and make life a day of heaven on earth. With so much going on around the world, it's difficult to imagine that. But as we meet one another in our day-to-day work and our day-to-day travels, we can make a difference. And that's the thing that makes a difference for you, is when you try to make a difference for everyone else. When I wrote Beyond the Flower of Life, I was teaching about how to connect with your own divinity, how to connect with your higher self. Now, what is the higher self? The higher self is the aspect of you that's fully plugged into God. It is the part of you that already knows everything that you need for this reality, for this lifetime. When you learn how to connect with that part of you, then your life becomes different in the way that you are able to take care of yourself and make life so much simpler. It seems like such an interesting way to live, but in truth, it makes your life much easier. When I first learned to connect with my higher self, I used it not only for spiritual matters, but also for practical matters. It's quite amazing to be told as you're driving home from work that you need to get some important ingredient for your dinner, and you think to yourself, nah, I already got that. And then come home and find out, oh yeah, the kids found the tuna fish and they ate it. Well, the cat helps them, you know. And so what's totally amazing is the idea that your higher self is so plugged into the reality that you are now the recipient of information that your higher self knows you need, even when you don't know you need it. Your higher self is a vehicle for unconditional love. So if you have trouble expressing love, if you have situations in your life where you do not want to be loving, your higher self will help you do that. One of the things that I try to help people understand is the idea of what is going on with the higher self. We are working with the higher self as the vehicle to connect with our divinity. The higher self is the part of you that's so plugged into God that the choice to choose not God doesn't occur to you. Now, this sounds all very interesting, but how do you make sense out of it? And the answer is, when you are plugged into your higher self, the not God choice doesn't occur to you. Imagine for a moment that you are hearing from a friend who says, look, I know some famous person, let's say the Dalai Lama, and you've liked the Dalai Lama, and they say that they're going to be traveling to your neck of the woods, and they can arrange for this person to stay at your house. So you say, okay, I'd love to have this person stay. And then the next question you ask is, when is he going to come? What kind of food does he like? And if you have a small place or an inadequate place, if you can have that person come and stay, you will do everything in your power to get your home ready for it. When you have your higher self working with you, it's like that in the sense that the not God choice doesn't occur to you. So the not God choice looks like the same idea if you didn't say yes to the Dalai Lama. It doesn't occur to you. So when you're connected to your higher self, it's like this metaphor that I gave you. when the opportunity to do something that you've always felt good about comes, you take it. And the possibility of saying no to that opportunity doesn't even cross your mind, doesn't even occur to you. So the not God choice doesn't exist for you when you are plugged in to your higher self. It's quite remarkable. Now, we also want to talk this day about entities, and we're going to get to that in a minute, but I want to ask all of you to continue to pray for world leaders, and whatever you ask for yourself, whatever you ask for your family, whatever you work on for you, make a little prayer that includes world leaders. Some world leaders will be stepping down, and other world leaders will be coming forward. And we want to ask that each situation on this earth, each person, gets the opportunity to be their best self instead of whatever might be expressed. This is Maureen St. Germain, and you are listening to Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain. We want you to choose us to help you find your way in the world and to help learn about interesting facts, interesting ideas that will help you be your best self, bringing you a day of heaven on earth. We'll be right back. We're taking a brief break. Thanks for being with us.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness Carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit WellnessPetFood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness Natural Food for pets. This is where true wellness begins.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor the Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522.
Do you ever get so frazzled you find it difficult to function? Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit OpenLiveNow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic now.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Hi, I'm back. This is Maureen St. Germain, International Transformational Teacher and Intuitive. I am an Akashic Records guide, and I open the records of people and work with them on their own spiritual path and their own healing work. I am able to give them insightful information to assist them on their path, and you will find that an Akashic Records reading is a very powerful way to either reconfirm what you already know or to help you sort out those things that you have been wondering about and haven't been able to get an explanation. For example, one woman who worked with me had a situation in her family where a family member, the sister-in-law, stopped speaking to everyone in the family after the brother's death. And while in the records, we discovered the reason why. And by knowing the reason why, she could begin to understand what had happened and able then to move forward. It didn't change the situation, but it made it easier for her to accept what was going on. Now, today we are talking about many things. We've talked about the higher self, the Naga choice. I now want to talk about Egypt, the shift, and what you can expect as time changes and things, quote, speed up, and what is really going on with Planet X and Nibiru. Some of you may have heard that there was a wrestling match that had the radio announcer in the middle of it make a comment about some sort of Planet X, Nibiru, and that it validated the fact that these things were true. And it was completely off the wall, as if it didn't belong. It was a sentence that was out of sync with what they were describing and discussing. And you have to say to yourself, what is going on? Now, that is one of the most powerful questions you can ask. Don't ask, why did this happen? Don't ask, who did it? Or what is behind this? Ask, what is going on? When you ask, what is going on, you give yourself the chance to hear from your own consciousness the truth. I believe that that announcer was really just a plant, just someone who was given that script and read it, knew it was coming, didn't stumble over it, but it was not a part of a real message. A real message wouldn't come in cloaked like that. Secondly, it was a very odd environment for this message to come through because they were talking about a wrestling match. So if you heard this message or you heard about it, my take is that it was a plant to cause a stir and to give those that would want you to believe in this scenario with Planet X to give it some validity, and also to make it mysterious. The most important thing you can do for yourself is to find a way to always be in your heart, to always allow what needs to happen, and to stay out of fear. Now, one of the ways you can stay out of fear is to ask what's going on, and you will get inner wisdom that you didn't even know you had. So if you could find one little mental mantra, that would be it. What's going on? Now, I said I wanted to speak a little bit about Egypt. And what I wanted to say is this particular show is being aired at the time that's been about 15 days or 10 days from when the initial riots started, the demonstrations, really. They weren't riots. And I want to share with you that I have spoken with people in Egypt, and I have spoken with individuals who are in the middle of it. And in general, the people are very interested in having a new way of life and they are very determined to have it. There is much movement in Egypt that is safe and normal. There are curfews and there are guards, and it's a little bit more like traveling in an airport. One of the most important things you can do, as I stated earlier on the show, is pray for world leaders of all kinds, everywhere, and ask for them what you ask for yourself in your own prayer work. As part of our commitment to supporting people's highest and best good, we also have on our website many free articles and meditations. Right now, we have a meditation called the Divine Transfusion. We also have a meditation called the Triple Mantra, and we also have a meditation on fear. Why the Divine Transfusion is out there for you now is it's a way to get a transfusion from God, like you would use a blood transfusion for someone who was bleeding. A blood transfusion from God gives you and whoever else you include in this meditation a gift, a divine gift, a direct link back to God. In that direct link, you get the chance to see what it is you need to see, to adjust what you need to adjust, and to create what you need to create. Now, as we look at the divine transfusion, I can tell you that you literally hook up to God and then make your clear intention on the area or the arena that you need a transfusion. Then we repeat the process again so that you can include a family member or the country of Egypt so that you can hold an opportunity for them. One of the most important things that people don't realize is that every day in the free will zone, you have to choose. You get the opportunity to make a difference, but you have to choose it. So just because you chose well yesterday does not mean you will choose well today. Free will is that opportunity to select, the not God choice. So how do you go about that? How do you connect with that free will choice? And the answer is, every morning, make a clear intent. I choose to be aligned with God. I choose to be in my divinity. I'm asking for all of the angels of heaven and earth to step up and assist me. I'm asking to be my best self. I'm asking for my angels and guides to help me and to be aligned with me, or that I am aligned with my angels and guides, so that everything I do is in my highest and best good. Everything I do becomes the most evolved version of what I could express. In any given moment, when we ask for help from our angels and our guides, they will step in. You don't even have to believe in them, and you can ask for help. It is helpful to begin to understand that just asking puts you in the zone of receiving. You know, I live in New York City, and we walk in our subways, and there are people with cups, and there are people begging. Some people are performing and have a instrument case out for you to drop money into. And in New York, you can make a little pin money that way. Some people actually survive that way. Some people will sit there with nothing except a cup. They don't say why they're there. They just put their cup out, and they don't say anything. They just sit there. And believe it or not, people will give them money. That's the same as you and I with God. If we put our cup out and we ask, someone will put money into it. Someone will put something into it. So how do you do that? And the answer is with your prayer. But sometimes our fear chases it away. This is why we also have on the website right now a meditation on fear. It starts out with a discussion about fear, and then it takes you through a meditation to help you release your fear. In the world today, there is more fear about fear than there is real fear. So one of the things you need to understand is if you are in fear, and I have a feeling you might be, because I'm all choked up. If you have fear about fear, you can ask to have that clear. And you can have that ask that it clear from your field. Now, this is an opportunity for me to tell you a little bit more about the book I wrote called Reweaving the Fabric of Your Reality. This is a book that will help you understand that there are energies outside of you that are not of God that can influence you adversely and create fear or suffering in you and the people around you. One of the important concepts in this book is the idea that there's no more karma that you carry from the past. You have karma on a day-to-day basis, but you are not going to be burdened by areas of karma of the past. And how that plays out is that you get to choose every day to stay in your heart. And by choosing that, you will not be burdened by the sins of the past, and you can move forward effortlessly with God consciousness and awareness of who you really are. Now, the Reweaving book also helps you clear entities. And in this book, we have the ability for you to take the time and clear out energies that direct you to act against the way you want to act. How many times have you blown up or reacted to a situation, and as you look at it after it happens, you think to yourself, oh, I wish I hadn't done that. Oh, I wish I hadn't reacted so strongly. I wonder why I act that way. If you start to have those kinds of experiences, you can be pretty sure that there's other entities or energies in you that don't belong to you. And those entities or energies that don't belong to you can be cleared and released. And the way you do that is through your connection with God and through simple ceremonies that you can do by yourself or with your friends. When I first began teaching this material, I was so worried because it sounded so strange. And I remember being asked to teach a class. And I thought to myself at the time, nah, she doesn't want that stuff. That's really weird. That's really weird. And yet, I wrote an outline, sent it over, and the lady who asked me to teach it said, you know, this isn't exactly what we wanted. It's way better. And that's when I began to realize that this information was needed and would help people make a difference. You will learn simple ceremonies to clear a room or to clear a friend or coworker that has excessive anger. You know, right now on the planet, you may encounter heavy-duty anger, but it's not real. It's not coming from this consciousness. It's a projection. And when you are around somebody who is excessively angry, you can do something about it. You'll find that information on our website. Our website is Maureen St. Germain. www.maureenstgermain.com. That's MaureenStGermain.com. You can learn about these tools and also our tools of aromatherapy on our website. There's lots of free information, lots of information on how to change your life, lots of information that you can use without ever spending a penny. We would like you to find your way through this, and we encourage you to discover and explore your world with our world. Now, the big shift that people talk about, the big shift that is coming, has already begun. And you are part of it, and you can choose which way you will go. And so every day when you think about your day, ask for a day of heaven on earth. We call this show Heaven Sent because we want you to know that you are heaven sent and I am heaven sent, and we have the ability to bring heaven into our life. And the easiest way to do that is to simply say, dear God, I am asking for a day of heaven on earth, and I'm claiming it for myself and everyone I come in contact with. So when you are faced with any dilemma, any concept that you don't know what to do, ask for that day of heaven on earth. This is Maureen St. Germain, and until we meet again in the heavens, I'm wishing you a million blessings this day and claiming a day of heaven on earth for you and everyone you meet.